The experiment with the legalization of marijuana is really a statewide event. Our interest was piqued by Lauren Glendening's recent article in the Vail Daily on how law enforcement over on the Western Slope is watching the weed industry evolve. Lauren Glendening joins us on the line from the other side of the Continental Divide. Glad to have you with us this morning, Lauren.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
As you surveyed law enforcement, I guess it sounds kind of similar to Metro Denver. Cops are pretty much in a wait-and-see mode.
They really are, and you know, I was interested in how some of the police chiefs from the different communities, they really differ in their strategy and just really their nervousness about it. You know, Glenwood Springs and Eagle County, the chiefs there are pretty nervous about how this is going to affect the local communities, but also specifically children. And then I saw a little bit more of a liberal take on it from Breckenridge and from Aspen, from the police chiefs there. I think they're a little more involved in the process and trying to make sure it's done right. But it's certainly waiting and seeing. And the Glenwood Springs police chief said something interesting to me. He said, you know, we're not going to know if we've won or lost until a generation from now. And I thought that was, pretty poignant there, and waiting and seeing how this will affect local children and our communities, and it'll be a long time before we see that.
Well, over there on the Western Slope, it's sort of the gateway. I mean, people have been watching illicit activity on I-70 for a long time as that road from the west, from Utah, the western states. How's law enforcement seeing the smuggling picture? I guess now it's kind of, you know, is it from Colorado to the other states, or from the other states still into Colorado?
They're seeing a lot of the drug traffic still from other states as well, but they are seeing a rise in Colorado marijuana, the legalized marijuana, making its way into the bordering states. And one of the police chiefs told me that by the Wyoming border, there's been a big problem with folks coming down from Wyoming and bringing back the legalized marijuana. And, you know, they get pulled over, and one of them described it as a Cheech and Chong movie because, you know, they open the door and the smoke just pours out of the car. So, they don't think legalized marijuana is going to change any of that. If anything, it might increase.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, we have this sort of relationship with Wyoming. They've got fireworks, and many Coloradans always go up there for that. What did you learn about how these officers are being retrained in drug recognition for drivers especially?
Sure. They are really, really sending a lot of their police force out for the special. It's called DRE, Drug Recognition Expert Training, and it's a way that officers can tell if someone's under the influence currently. So, you know, sometimes they have a lot of obvious cases where they pull people over, and like I described before, yeah, the Cheech and Chong, the smoke just pours out. So I think that certainly gives them the probable cause. But they're looking for things like dilated pupils, and there's a swab that they can do on your tongue that lets them know if the person has smoked marijuana recently. And I think that, you know, they're having trouble with it because marijuana is one of those things that stays in your system for a long time. So if they just do a simple blood test, that doesn't necessarily tell you how long ago the person used marijuana. So they're really focusing on this drug recognition expert training so they can tell when you're pulled over right away if you've smoked it recently and if you're impaired. But officers, yeah, all over the Western Slope are sending, you know, it's very expensive. It's very specific training, and they're sending officers by the dozens, it sounds like, to, yeah, really tackle this.
It sounds like, how much blood has to be drawn? Is it a finger prick? But that tongue swab sounds like a really fast way to get a quick read. We'll have to see about that. We didn't talk about this before, but I'm also wondering how do you retrain dogs? Because they can,
We didn't really talk about dogs that much. They do, the Eagle County Sheriff mentioned that they do send canine dogs into the schools from time to time to make sure that teenagers and children don't have drugs on them, or but there is a concern, the dogs, that's something that's been going on for a long time, but there's a concern, you know, just like kids steal liquor out of their parents' liquor cabinets, that if more and more adults are using marijuana legally now, that children are obviously going to have more access to that. So that's a concern.
Laura Glendening's article on the Western Slope issues with the weed industry's evolution, found in the Vail Daily and Summit County paper. You said Aspen and Glenwood Springs, right?
Yes.
Now, how are ski areas dealing with legal pot? It's a whole nother issue, and we're going into the summer season as well.
Yeah, and that's something we heard from the very beginning from the ski resorts, that, you know, the most ski resorts are on federal public lands, Forest Service lands, and, you know, it's still illegal federally, so they wanted to stress that, you know, we know that people have been smoking marijuana in ski resorts. I've gotten in gondola cars before, and I can smell it. So it's certainly nothing new. However, they are reinforcing that it is illegal, and they don't want it happening. And, you know, I don't know if you read a few weeks ago, the Vail Resorts worked with the Forest Service to destroy some of those smoke shacks that had been created over the years where folks would ski back into a tree run, and there's a little shack back there, and they would, you know, smoke marijuana. So they're destroying those, and, you know, I was skiing a few days ago in Vail and saw on the digital screen when you're getting on the gondola there in Lion's Head that, you know, marijuana is illegal. Don't even think about smoking it. So they're certainly trying to enforce that.
You know, Laura, this is Carlos. It's interesting because before, when recreational marijuana was not legal, mm-hmm. Before January. So I would imagine that things like smoke shacks and all these other places really didn't get the attention. And now that it's legal, it's like, okay, we got to pay attention to this because it can become a huge problem. Now, I understand in Summit County, they have opened or will open recreational pot shops, but is it just Vail or is it the entire Eagle County that won't have?
The town of Vail won't allow it, but okay. Eagle County will actually allow 8 shops to operate the county, but okay. Because of the zoning, that really limits to where it can be. You know, right. There's unincorporated areas like Eagle Vale and mm-hmm. some industrial areas, but it can't be near schools. You know, similar zoning laws that you see in Denver, so really narrows it. But there are shops open in Pitkin County. I think the Glenwood Springs shop should be opening here pretty soon, and then Summit County, I think, has half a dozen. So it's definitely all around us.
And see, you thought those zoning board meetings were boring. Zoning board's exciting stuff there.
Yeah. It's about one of the few times that a zoning meeting can actually be exciting.
Lauren Glendenning, who writes for the Vail Daily and other papers there in the High Country, we're going to stay in touch. Thanks for coming on with First Take this morning.
Great. Thank you so much.